A dominant image of these Olympic Games is a television shot showing row upon row of empty seats. Organizers say this is normal for the first few days. Many Greeks, though, blame the low international attendance on Olympic price gouging. We go back to Athens now and NPR's Sylvia Pajoli.
This weekend was the Christian holiday of the Assumption, the time of year when Europeans flee their cities. And Athens, despite hosting the Olympics, was one of the loneliest cities on the continent. One of the few places open was a souvenir shop off the central Syntagma Square. Owner Gianni lamented that the country's usual 10 million annual tourists are nowhere to be seen.
Terrible. Well, it's business.
Yeah.
95% down. Greece is destroyed. It's the worst year of the last 35 years.
But why do you think people stayed away?
Because they put the price of the hotels 5 or 6 times higher, and they throw away all the best tourists.
This reporter can confirm that on August 10th, a hotel room went from $210 to $860. One colleague staying at the toniest hotel in town is paying $1,600 a night. These prices are way over the top for the great majority of average sports fans and tourists. And it's not just hotels. A cappuccino, which used to cost about $1 at an average cafe, can now go for as much as $4. One tourist wandering the streets was Thula Antilokrasis, an Australian of Greek origin.
Things have changed in Greece. They used to be a lot cheaper a few years ago. But
are you in a hotel in Athens?
No, we're staying at some relative's place. Yeah, so it's different. I suppose if you're staying at a hotel, it's a lot more expensive.
A fact conceded by government spokesman Vangelis Antonaros.
It has become clear that the prices that the hotels were asking were not accepted by the people who were to book a room. But it's nothing for the government to intervene. The government were against the price control methods, actually. The policy we are following is a liberal economic policy, and we cannot intervene with the way prices are developing.
At the Sydney Games 4 years ago, 6.7 million tickets were sold. Athens Games organizers say they broke the 3 million ticket sales Monday, with 2.3 million still unsold. Even many Greeks are staying home. Spokesman Vangelis Antonaros says it has to do with the Greek mentality.
You know, they don't want to book an event very well in advance. I mean, the Greeks are not Germans, they are not Swiss, they are not Swedes. They are functioning in a completely different way, and actually the sales have increased considerably.
The costs of these Olympics now stand at about $7 billion, a price tag that will keep the country in debt for many years. But government officials are confident the investment will be profitable in the long term. They're counting on what's called the Barcelona effect, the post-Olympic boost which made the host of the 1992 Games one of Europe's most dynamic cities. Greece is aiming to double its number of tourists by 2010 and become the investment hub of southeastern Europe. Sylvia Pajoli, NPR News, Athens.